Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This mission demonstrates the unmatched reach, coordination, and capability of the United States military. In just a matter of weeks, this went from strategic planning to global execution. This operation underscores the unmatched capabilities and global reach of the United States military. No other military in the world could have done this. I am particularly proud of our discipline related to operational security, something that was of great concern to the President, the Secretary, General Carrillo, and me, and we will continue to focus on this.
Unbelievable operation. Not a single shot fired. We got in and got out without Iran hitting us. Total demonstration of Iranian weakness and American strength. Here's General John Raisin Keene.
Following weapons release, the Midnight Hammer strike package exited Iranian airspace and the package began its return home. We are unaware of any shots fired at the package on the way out. Iran's fighters did not fly, and it appears that Iran's surface-to-air missile systems did not see us. Throughout the mission, we retained the element of surprise. In total, U.S. forces employed approximately 75 precision-guided weapons during this operation. This included 14 30,000-pound GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrators, marking the first ever operational use of this weapon. All three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction. More than 125 U.S. aircraft participated in this mission, including B-2 stealth bombers, multiple flights of fourth and fifth generation fighters, dozens and dozens of air refueling tankers, a guided missile submarine, and a full array of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance aircraft, as well as hundreds of maintenance and operational professionals. As the Secretary said, this was the largest B-2 operational strike in U.S. history and the second longest B-2 mission ever flown, exceeded only by those in the days following 9/11.
Unbelievable. Historic. With Democrats stepping up to let Iran know they care, they're with Iran, either in a wink-wink, nod-nod way, as with Chuck Schumer this weekend, or directly, overtly. Folks, did you see what happened out of L.A.? This is unbelievable, but it is real. The sheriffs of L.A. County expressed sympathy for Iran in a tweet. You're going to see more of this in the coming days as the Democrats try to telegraph to Iran, hang in there. We're with you. We built your program side by side with you, and we've got your back. They wrote, an expression of sympathy for Iran, the victim of a, quote, tragic event. Again, we're not even talking about hitting civilians or even military sites. We're talking about getting rid of the nuke program. Our hearts go out to the victims and families impacted by the recent bombings in Iran. The sheriffs wrote, these are all Democrat sheriffs. While this tragic event occurred overseas, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is closely monitoring the situation alongside our local, state, and federal partners. Our hearts go out to the victims and families impacted by the recent bombings in Iran. This is why Iran resists. They know, wink, wink, nod, nod, the Democrats are with them. They know that. Meanwhile, we're worried about retaliatory attacks. And why is that? Trump deportation czar Tom Homan explained. We caught Iranians at the border as illegal immigrants under Joe Biden, and we let them go. Folks, that is unprecedented. Obama didn't do it. Trump didn't do it. Bush didn't do it. Those are called special interest aliens. And it is the law of this country, but also the policy of this country. They are detained. They are not released into the country. Joe Biden gaffed that off. And now we have this situation.
So I pulled numbers this morning just from a CBP under Joe Biden. There was 1,272 nationals of Iran released in the country between OFO and the Border Patrol. And you compare that to the Trump administration, zero, right? Zero releases.
So I was absolutely maddening over the weekend to watch these Democrats take to the air, go on all their television stations and say, oh no, Trump's going to cause retaliation. It's going to be Trump's fault. He's going to cause a terror attack on our soil. Shame on him. He should have let Iran have the nukes. I mean, oops, did I say that out loud? We love Iran. We want them to have nukes. Oops, wait a minute. No, sorry. We love the Houthis. That's why we took them off the terror list. Wait, sorry. It's going to be Trump's fault if there's an attack on our soil. And they're building that up. They're building that up without ever saying, oh, by the way, how did the Iranian proxies get here? Biden let him in on purpose, deliberately, when he was doing the, in his own words, greatest migration in human history. How many might there be? That's what scares Tom Homan.
Under Joe Biden, we had over 10 million people cross that border. But my biggest concern from day one were the 2 million known gotaways. Over 2 million people crossed that border. We don't know who they are, where they came from, because they got away, because Border Patrol was so overwhelmed with the humanitarian crisis that Biden created that over 2 million people crossed the border and got away. That is my biggest concern, and that's what created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen.
Texture writes, good morning, Tira. Did their hearts, talking about the sheriffs in L.A., the liberal Democrat sheriffs, did their hearts go out to all the people Iran has killed over the last decade? American Navy SEALs, all the weapons they gave them. Yeah. Three of our service members were flat out murdered in Jordan. They flew the drone in, killed them, flew it out. That was January of 2024. They don't care. Democrats don't care. They're not interested. And it's just American service members. Who cares? By the way, all three of them were black. Didn't care. Over 130 catastrophic brain injuries, so people not killed on our bases in Iran, in Iranian proxy drone attacks. Don't care. 20,000 people murdered by the Iranian regime. Most recently, women who just didn't want to wear hijabs. They hung the men who defended them. Democrats don't care. They only care about the mullahs. So this is what is emboldening Iran. This split in America where the Democrat leadership is on their side and the Republican leadership is fighting them. But they got a swift kick in the butt this weekend because 3.5 years is a very long time to resist Donald Trump.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He sent out a truth last night saying this: any retaliation by Iran against the United States of America will be met with force far greater than what was witnessed tonight. Signed, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Iran would be smart to heed those words. He's said it before and he means it.
Meanwhile, NBC News, breaking the last 24 hours, so it might be true, that Iran sent a communique to President Trump before the attack, warning him that they would activate sleeper cell terrorists inside the United States if they were attacked. So these would be the ones that Joe Biden let in and then let go. 1,500 Iranians encountered at the border, 729 released. Do you remember the report to the Joint Congressional Committee? I made a huge deal about it last fall. Over 200 terrorists caught by Joe Biden at the border at least 99 of them released into the country. They knew they were on the terror watch list. They did not care. Gotta wonder what the calculation was there. Remember, Florida's shooing them because they wanted to know, had any been released in Florida? Biden administration wouldn't say, because they wanted to go look for them. They don't want to die. It's really bad when you've got your enemy running your country. We don't anymore, but this has caused a lot of these problems. Meanwhile, Leaky McLeakerson, aka Democrat Adam Schiff, who unfortunately now is a senator, is upset that Trump didn't share his Iran bombing plans with Congress. Folks, they would have beat those Democrat senators, the Congress members would have beat a trail out the door so fast to call John Kerry and tell him, and Kerry to turn around and call Iran. It would have been, I don't think it'd be half an hour before Iran would know. You can, when you have your enemies in positions of power, and I would again say when it comes to Iran, Democrats and Iran are joined at the hip. They march in the streets together. Iran funds their street protests. They've admitted that. You can't tell them you're going to bomb their ally. But Senator Adam Schiff wanted the surprise attack on Iran's nuclear facilities to be known to the entirety of Congress before the mission was carried out. He's upset he wasn't able to leak the details of Operation Midnight Hammer. Whining and complaining, talking about punishments for Trump. But did Trump have the right to do it? By the way, Democrats are talking about impeachment this morning just to kind of give Iran peace of mind, let them know that Democrats are with them. I'm just covering this as it is. I'm not going to play games this morning. Here's Alex Schwoyer, who is a legal commentator, Fox News, on that.
Congressional Democrats, especially senior ones on committees like Intel and Foreign Relations, are complaining ad nauseum that they were not briefed in advance of this strike. Do they have a leg to stand on legally, especially in light of the need for abject secrecy here on a mission that was so secret?
Right. They do not have a leg to stand on. First, Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president broad powers as commander-in-chief of the military. Second, there has been legal opinions out of the Justice Department talking just about that, that the president has broad authority to act in quickly and swiftly in matters of national security. And that's just what we saw from President Trump.
Absolutely. Unilaterally. What's hilarious? Did you see this? It's got to be embarrassing. Papa John's Pizza knew more about U.S. action in Iran that was coming than the Democrats, which is how it should be. Guys at Papa John Pizza are not our enemies. Democrats are, at least in this case. They are in league as you can be with an enemy. Again, they are marching in the streets with Iran funding it. Those anti-Semitic marches and riots. CNN reports that top Democrats on intelligence committees were not briefed at all on the strikes. There is a Twitter feed. This is who broke the story. There's a Twitter feed called Pentagon Pizza Report. Have you ever gone to Google and you can see those little bars that Google has that says busier than usual, that kind of thing? They put it there so that if you want to go to a restaurant, you know, oh, wow, there's an hour wait. It's packed. Maybe better go later and get some pizza. Yeah, well, they have that for all kinds of businesses. Pentagon Pizza Report monitors the pizza joints near the Pentagon so they can tell if they're working or not. The Papa John's closest to the Pentagon, they reported, is reporting high traffic as of 3:35 p.m. Saturday. And it says they have a screenshot, busier than usual. There's usually no wait, but it was jammed. Pentagon Pizza Report on Twitter, high activity is being reported the closest Papa John's to the Pentagon. Meanwhile, they reported Freddy's Beach Bar, a popular Pentagon hangout on the weekend for brass types. Freddy's Beach Bar is reporting abnormally low activity levels for a Saturday at 7:11 p.m. Classic indicator, the Pentagon Pizza Report tweets, classic indicator for potential overtime at the Pentagon, and they theorized that the attack was coming. They got it right. Pentagon Pizza Report then tweeting, As of 9:36, huge traffic surge at the Domino's closest to MacDill Air Force Base, the home of CENTCOM. And you can see it right there on Google. If they do this in the future, they're going to have to do something about this. Because it was correct. They figured, the internet figured it out. And so, folks, the attack on Iran started trending before it happened on X. That is unbelievable. So the operation security for the mission was impressive, but they need to put out an order next time. Hey, you know what? We're not going to order pizza as, you know, before we do this. No pizza ordering. No, so we don't want the Democrats to figure out what we're doing. It's like, it's practically like telling Iran. So Papa John's pizza orders, being a social media tip-off, got that Iran attack, you know, or people theorizing that it was coming, trending before it happened on X. Wow. You know what? You want to talk about when you remove the censorship, remove all of that? Social media and how, like, on the nerve it can be. Unbelievable. Mainstream media didn't have anything like this. Well, that enraged and embarrassed Democrats who figured it out after the Pentagon pizza report on X. So I guess Democrats now going to go read the Pentagon pizza report, figure out what's going on. Yeah, to keep them and our enemy Iran from knowing what's happening, they're going to have to stop ordering out pizza. It's a shame. Maybe they can have their wife send in a casserole. I don't know. Something.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.